The Duke women's basketball team has a big game tonight against Louisville. The spotlight, though, will be as much on the sideline as it is on the court. It's the Blue Devils' first ACC game of the season, and the first against a ranked opponent under their new head coach, Carol Lawson. Digital news producer Mitch Northam recently profiled Coach Lawson for WUNC.org. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Amy.
I'm the resident women's basketball fan around here, so I know Carol Lawson from back when she was playing for the legendary coach Pat Summitt at the University of Tennessee. And then she was an analyst for ESPN. We watched her there, and then for 13 years in the WNBA. And recently she's had this short stint as an assistant coach for the Celtics in the NBA. But that is not the typical path to becoming a head coach in college.
Indeed, yeah. She had zero college coaching experience before she got this job at Duke. Aside from that one season she spent on the Celtics bench, she had just coached 3-on-3 basketball for Team USA. Because Lawson hadn't coached in college before, I asked her shortly after she was hired how much of the ACC she had seen and what her impressions were. She didn't have any because she was so focused on the Celtics. So this former broadcaster has spent a lot of time in the film room leading up to this game against Louisville.
I used to watch the film right after the games when I played, get home and watch it because it tells you where you are. You know, like you can think you're somewhere else, you can think you're somewhere above or below, but the film tells you where you are.
Carol Lawson is also the first Black person to coach basketball at Duke, and she started her new job this summer at a time when there were demonstrators out in the streets of Durham protesting police brutality and racial injustice. That must have been quite a moment to come in as a new coach of a basketball program.
Yeah, Lawson is just one of three Black women who are head coaches in the ACC this season. About a month after she was hired, there was a Black Lives Matter event on Duke's campus that she spoke at, and she was speaking from her personal experiences, and she got a bit choked up. And while she was sort of searching for the right words to say, senior point guard Michaela Boykin sort of rushed to her side and threw her arm around her, and the rest of the Duke players assembled behind her.
When you wake up, you feel anxious of every minute, knowing that on your drive to school or your drive to work, going to a restaurant, sitting in your house, hanging out with your friends at a park, that could be your last moment on earth. And so those moments make me feel anxious. Those moments make us feel anxious.
It was a Black coach with a majority Black team supporting her. It showed that in less than 2 months on the job, Lawson already formed this special bond with her players.
Carol Lawson was also out this summer campaigning for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in North Carolina. How unusual is it for a college coach, maybe especially one who's new to their program, to be getting involved in politics like that?
Yeah, it was really surprising, especially since Lawson spoke at these events for Biden and Kamala Harris before she ever coached her first game. And we just don't see presidential endorsements like that often from current college coaches, even ones who have been on the job for a long time and aren't afraid to sort of rock the boat of their fan base. In 2008, Barack Obama played a pickup game with North Carolina's men's team, and the university sort of went out of its way to clarify that Roy Williams was not endorsing Obama. Even now, Duke's men's head coach Mike Krzyzewski and UConn's women's head coach Gino Auriemma have both taken some subtle swipes at Donald Trump, but they haven't rallied for Biden.
At the end of the day, though, Carol Lawson is a basketball coach. And so what are Duke's chances against Louisville with this game coming up tonight?
Louisville is going to be tough. I'm a voter in the AP Top 25 poll, and I had Louisville at third this past week. The one thing Lawson is going for is her staff is loaded with experience, so she's getting the most out of what she has in terms of her roster. In the Blue Devils' win over Western Carolina, senior center Jade Williams posted career highs. A freshman, Vanessa DeJesus, is proving to be a top scorer for the team. And Michaela Boykin, who we mentioned earlier is that player that threw her arm around Lawson at that Black Lives Matter event, is healthy now, and she's another player who is solid on both ends of the floor.
Mitch Northam is a digital news producer for WUNC. You can find his profile of Coach Lawson at WUNC.org. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Amy.